92.3 The Hog, West Tennessee's classic rock. It's Rose, and you know, I love talking to musicians, and I am so excited. This gentleman is playing the Dixie in Huntington Saturday night at 7:30. I am speaking to a powerhouse vocalist, king of Bayou Soul, Mark Broussard. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me, Rose. How are you?
I'm good, and you've been keeping yourself busy because you have a new album out called SOS for Blues for Your Soul, and it's your first time collaboration with Joe Bonamassa. Now, how exciting was that project to put together?
It actually happened kind of quickly. I just reached out to Joe for some guidance on maybe helping pick the playlist, you know, kind of direction on production. And Joe was pretty quick to suggest that he should not only play on the album, but produce the album, and wanted to put it out on his record label. So it all came together really, really swiftly. And I couldn't be more grateful for his input and his guidance.
That's something, because I'm sure you're a fan of Joe's work as well.
Oh, huge fan. I've known Joe for probably about 15 years now as an acquaintance. But getting to know him a little better, working with him was definitely a treat. The guy is an immensely humble human being, tremendously kind guy, and really just a joy to be around, to be honest with you.
And actually, I've heard that's the same for you, that you're just a down-to-earth guy that just loves the music.
I'm glad that's the word on the street. You know, I try to be as kind as I can to everybody, try our best to make things easy on the people that we work with. So that's great news to hear.
Now, your new album is your fourth in the SOS series, and a portion of the proceeds goes to a charity that's really near and dear to your heart. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's actually a group that Joe's team had worked with in the past, a group called Guitars Over Guns that's based in Miami. And it's really just a mission to try and get kids, instead of, you know, hanging out on the streets, to get them involved in some music programs so that they, you know, put their energy to better use than just running around the streets all night.
Which, you know, music is one of those things that's universal.
Always has been. You know, I think I've thought about this for a long time. It's probably guys just like me 4,000 years ago standing on the edge of some campfire just humming a nice little tune and getting a leg of chicken tossed their way because of it, you know?
I love the visual picture of that. I just had that in my head. Now, the Dixie in Huntington, this is the first time you're performing there, right?
That's correct. I've never been to Huntington.
Absolutely great theater. For people that are going to be going to your show on Saturday night, what can people expect?
Well, the set right now is sort of pulling from most of my albums all the way back to the early aughts. But we play a couple of tunes from this new blues album. And generally, I like to have people up on their feet by the end of the show. So make sure you bring your dancing shoes if you're coming on to the show.
Mark Broussard, this has been such a pleasure. And I hope you have the most amazing show ever this Saturday night at the Dixie in Huntington. And by the way, if you want to grab tickets, you can do so online at dixiepac.net. And tell you what, Mark, how would you like to give away a pair of tickets to your show Saturday night?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, I am looking for Hog Caller number 3 right now. It's 731-427-9968, 731-427-9968. Hog Caller 3 is going to win a pair of tickets to check out Mark Broussard this Saturday night at the Dixie in Huntington with 92.3 The Hog. And Mark, once again, a pleasure, and you have yourself an awesome rest of your day.
Back at you, Rose. Take care.